This journey which you are about to take is but one of many such marvelous adventures through inner space. To Main Street UCI, the podcast that talks about all things Disney, from the parks to movies, collectibles, and a whole lot more. I'm Jennifer.
I'm Evil Zen.
And I'm David.
Whoa!
Ah, that was lame. I'm sorry.
On today's show, we're using science, kinda, and ohmydisney.com to discover more about our inner Disney characters.
How do you use science, kinda?
It's like loosely based on scientific principles.
It's some magic.
Yeah.
It's repeatable.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, it's an experiment.
It's not,
right?
Though.
It's an experiment and it's repeatable.
Yeah.
It's not, but anyway.
All right, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
Main Street UCI is sponsored by the University of California, Irvine, Division of Continuing Education, a U.S. News Top 10 public university. Do you have an educational goal? At UCI DCE, we're here to help. With over 60 professional certificate programs, we've helped over 250,000 students meet their career goals, and we can help you meet yours too. You can find us at ce.uci.edu. Dream big, take risks, be amazing.
In past episodes, we've used ohmydisney.com to help us learn more about ourselves, specifically which Disney characters we're most like. First, we discovered our inner Disney princess combination. Zen and David are both a combination of Tiana and Rapunzel, and I'm a combination of Jasmine and Rapunzel.
High five.
Yeah!
Afros. Yeah!
Afros. And Afro. Full bros. Afro.
And full bros, yeah.
So, and then we broadened our search a little bit with a general character quiz. So from those results, we discovered that I'm similar to Ariel, David is similar to Flynn,
and Zen
is somehow similar to Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, I don't get that. But okay.
Since it's almost Halloween, we thought it'd be fun to do the dark side and discover our inner Disney villains. So if you want to take the quiz along with us, just go to ohmydisney.com and search for which Disney villain combination are you? So before we begin, does anyone have any guesses or any hopes?
These combination quizzes are so hard to guess, mm-hmm. because it's not like the one that we did where we're similar to some like prince character or whatever. It's we're trying to guess who our villain parents are.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are we guessing for ourselves or are we guessing for our other hosts?
I see for this one, guess for ourselves because I mean, none of us are evil.
Okay.
That I know of.
Of a cruel. Okay.
But all
I
evil
still,
people. No
I
one knows
still
want to
take a guess towards you, Jennifer.
Okay.
Because I think in a cruel twist of fate, you're going to be half Ursula.
No, I don't want to be Ursula.
Bold prediction.
She's my least favorite.
For me, I think Cruella de Vil. Maybe not. I like dogs.
I know
too much.
You like dogs too much. That'd be way too sad.
It's hard. I'm going to have to think about that.
A combination of Hans and Scar.
Oh, God, I hate Hans.
Ooh.
Actually, I think Scar.
What a weird combination.
I think Scar is a good guess for me. I'm going to guess Scar for myself as well. And I am also going to throw in, forget her name, but the godmother from Rapunzel.
Oh, Mother Gothel.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are very just off the cuff, wild guesses for me, but
I want to be Maleficent. If I get Maleficent, I will be very happy.
All right, Ursula and Maleficent.
Maleficent is my favorite. So.
No, Maleficent is great. I'm not saying anything against Maleficent. I'm just saying.
I think mostly because of everything. I just love her. She's just so like pure evil for evil's sake. Except for in the movies.
Fools! Idiots!
And she's so pretty, too. Like, those high cheekbones and... Yeah.
And she's very ghastly.
Do we know if these include Pixar movies? Or is it just Disney films?
I don't know. I think it's just the general
I think it's just the Disney canon.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to be the Evil Studios from Bolt.
There's an Evil Studio? I haven't seen Bolt yet.
You haven't seen Bolt?
You've never seen Bolt?
Recently, she said. Bolt is amazing.
No, it's not.
Bolt is amazing.
No,
John Travolta and Miley Cyrus?
John Travolta, isn't it?
Yeah,
he plays the title character.
He's Bolt.
And then Miley Cyrus plays his
girl,
like, owner.
Oh, cute.
Bolt, zoom, zoom. Oh, come on. That's a great film.
No, it's not, though. It's kind of, it's so bad that it's good.
It's originally started out by actually, if you, I got to tell this story. So it originally started out as a screenplay by Chris Sanders, the guy who did Lilo and Stitch.
No wonder you like it.
And that's when he got kicked out.
Oh,
and
what?
So because originally it was supposed to have a radioactive bunny and a cat with who had lost one eye and wore
say
an eye
what?
Patch. Yeah,
a so, radioactive bunny.
A radioactive bunny that I believe glowed in the dark.
Oh, cute!
And so like I mean, Bolt bunny, when it's coming still- back, he encounters and befriends a radioactive bunny and a cat, a pirate cat who has lost one eye.
Oh, cute!
Yeah, awesome, right? And then they kind of watered it down.
Zen, are you a conspiracy theorist? I swear half this stuff you just make up on the spot.
Oh, look it up. This is it's
I will look it up later, but I swear that half the stuff that you say here
but
you just
nonetheless,
make up on the spot.
You got the hamster and I mean oh man, it's so
I need
good.
To watch
all right,
it.
So all good. Right. I you know what? I'll believe
okay,
you for
so
now.
I want to be the evil studio.
Okay, stop.
I believe I'm the evil studio. Okay. And
all right. So take this quiz along with us.
Yes, please. Okay. So do we want to just Google Oh My Disney villains combination quiz.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you'll be able to take the same quiz as we do while you're listening along to this.
So yeah. So each one of us is going to read one of them and do a dramatic reenactment of
yeah.
each part. Okay, so
oh,
can I do the first one?
You do not want to give me that opportunity.
Can I start? Can I start?
Yeah.
Can I start?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so.
Okay, question number one.
Question number one. Choose a Disney villain quote. A. You poor simple fools, thinking that you can defeat me. B. All right, keep the little beasts for all I care. C. I'm not delivering them in the movies the way they
just
deliver them.
Just keep going.
C. And don't I deserve the best? And D. Ooh, I quiver with fear.
Zen, voice actor extraordinaire.
Yay.
I'm going to go with one. You poor, simple fools yeah. thinking that you can defeat me.
You can't beat Maleficent.
You folks. Can if you're an actor with a ginormous ego and you have to go with Gaston.
Oh,
and
that
don't
is
I
good.
Deserve the best? So that's me. I'm going with that. I completely forgot about Gaston.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to change my answer now. I'm totally Gaston. And maybe ooh. Like an Yzma.
Oh, I would love to
okay,
be
Yzma. Okay, we have to take the quiz, but
okay
I want to be the Evil Studios and Gaston.
Okay.
Okay, go for it, Jennifer.
All right. Which of the following Disney villain sidekicks would you want as your own sidekick? So the first one is Iago.
Iago!
The second one is Lucifer, the cat from Cinderella. The third one...
I'm not sure what that is.
Is it from
Wreck-It Ralph?
Is that Wreck-It Ralph?
It's like
or is
a little
that,
green.
I thought it was from the what do you call it? The Emotions movie.
Oh, maybe it is.
No, it's not. I don't. Your own sidekick. There's no like overarching villain in the Inside Out movie. Plus, this is Disney, not Pixar.
Yeah, but
I have
no idea
what that is.
Okay, so there's some
it's
kind
green,
of...
It's a green gumball.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a face.
Apathetic little green gumball thing, or Kronk.
How do you beat Kronk?
How do you beat Kronk? You really can't.
You don't. I'm going with Kronk.
Yep. I'm going to be the green gumball so we can figure out what it is.
Okay. All right. There's no dramatic reading of this. Zen, you screwed me over. All right, pick a jewel tone color. We have amethyst, we have sapphire, we have emerald, and we have ruby.
Do it with, like, pick a jewel tone.
Pick a jewel tone color.
There you go.
Are we going with amethyst? Are we going with blue sapphire? Are we going with green emerald or red ruby?
See,
wow.
I knew you had it in you. I'm going to go with amethyst.
Oh, I like amethyst and ruby. I don't know what to choose.
You should go with ruby. Are any of those your birthstone?
Mine is garnet.
Oh, okay. My birthstone is amethyst, so I'm going to go with amethyst.
Oh, I'm going to go with amethyst, too.
Plus, purple is my favorite color.
Mine is charcoal.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to you.
Oh. Finish this. Oh, you know what, David? Why don't you do this? Because it's dramatic.
It's more reading.
Oh.
You do
this
one.
Oh, you're so kind. Okay. Question number four. Finish this statement. The perfect vacation would consist of A, traveling to a place where no one knows you.
Hmm.
B, lots of great shopping.
With shows.
Shows.
Shows. C, not thinking about work.
Oh, that sounds good.
Or D, trying something new.
I'm going to go shopping.
I like shopping, and I also like not thinking about work.
Just because of the reference to shiz, I kind of am tempted to go with lots of great shopping, but I want to be such a travel junkie when I actually start making money later in life, so traveling to a place where no one knows you sounds particularly nice.
I'm going to choose not thinking about work.
By the way, it's the Sour Ball Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh,
it's a sour ball from Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was Wreck-It Ralph, but I had no idea. Like,
it's a sour ball.
Okay.
All right, so I am traveling to a place where no one knows you.
All right.
Okay, back around to somebody else
I'm gonna
besides
go back.
Me.
I'm going
to go back? Okay, do it.
Sure. Me or you?
Okay. Okay. Which of the following guilty pleasures are you most likely to indulge in? Looking at your reflection in a window, indulging in sweets, watching reality TV, or re-gifting presents?
I totally want to re-gift the... I'm going to be a re-gifter.
I'm going to go with indulging in sweets.
Yeah. Okay. If I'm being honest with myself, it's either looking at your reflection in a window or indulging in sweets.
I'm going to re-gift that fruitcake for the fifth time.
Ew. You're nasty.
I believe there's only one fruitcake in the world. And it just keeps on moving around.
Mm-hmm.
I look in the mirror way too much. I'm going with looking at your reflection in a window. I do. I really, really do. I admit that it is too much. But
make sure
I look in the mirror and I realize I shouldn't, so.
Yeah.
All right, next.
It's like that quote from Comedian. It's like, I glance at it to make sure I'm not bleeding. Because every time I look at the mirror, I feel like I'm getting mad at a ref for a bad call. You're blind if you leave the house like that. That's me.
All right. Next question. Pick a relatable image of a Disney villain. The first one is... I don't know which this
that's,
one is.
That's Snow White's.
Yeah.
Snow White witch.
The old hag.
The old hag.
Yeah.
Snow White.
The second one is Scar.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is... I don't...
It's Yzma.
That's Yzma.
Yzma. Oh, okay.
It's Yzma wearing the party fiesta hat. Thing.
Okay. And the last one is Ursula looking like she's hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Which is a strange photo.
All right, Jennifer, you have to choose Ursula. You have to. You have to keep it.
No!
You have to.
Yzma, man.
Yeah, I kind of have to go with Yzma as well. She just looks very
not happy.
I love that scene. Yeah. That scene is just so
Yzma,
good.
Yzma looks like me when somebody says something stupid on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Scar because he looks troubled.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
Question number 7. Choose the Disney princess combination that most reflects your personality. Okay, so you have... that's Tiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tiana and Aurora.
That's Cinderella.
That's Cinderella?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too.
That's in her work outfit.
It doesn't...
her work out
no.
outfit.
Not her work out outfit.
No. That's Aurora. I'm certain... No, I am certain of that.
That's Cinderella. That's in her...
I will fight you. That's
you will
not
lose.
Cinderella.
That
okay.
is Cinderella.
All right, fine. Fine. Because Jennifer is being stubborn. We're going to move on from this, and I'm just going to say Cinderella, but it's definitely Aurora. Okay. Tiana and Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine and Belle. Question number 2.
You like the Cinderella when I Google a photo?
I hate you so much. You can go straight out of this room.
I mean, she's not in that outfit for...
Okay.
It's only the beginning.
At least
it's
give me that there's a resemblance that somebody
can
reasonably get along.
Oh, there is. Okay. That's like why kids often mistake them. That's why. Yeah. So that's why you'll never see Aurora in her blue version of the dress in the parks, because little kids think that that's Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is when the mice are running around.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
getting ourselves back on track.
Wait, what, the mice running around in Chicago, I think we said in a different podcast. Never mind.
I don't remember this at all, but
it wasn't
let's
a quiz.
Just, okay. Tiana and Cinderella.
Yes.
A.
Mm-hmm.
B. Jasmine and Belle.
Mm-hmm.
C. Rapunzel and Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
D. Oh, there is a Pixar one.
Yeah.
In here. There Mulan and Meredith.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I know which one I'm picking.
I'm going to go Mulan
and
Meredith.
Wow. What are you going with?
Muan Meredith.
Oh, okay.
The other ones are a little bit too flighty for me.
Excuse you.
I'm not the fighting type. I'm the hugging type. So, ugh.
Oh, this next one. I'm such
a basic boo, but I'm also going to go with Rapunzel and Ariel.
Yay. Okay. Well, you are a part Rapunzel.
So, like,
that's so true. That's
it's
true,
not
I am.
So, out of the okay. ordinary.
This next question really kind of gets me because it actually says choose a breakfast food, and I'm wondering how this helps determine what kind of evil guy we are. So the
combination of evil guys.
A combination of evil yeah. guys. Choose a breakfast food.
So random.
The first one is, yes, this is very random, is a stack of delicious pancakes.
Indeed.
With blueberries. The second one is a stack of waffles 6 inches high with, is that a lump of butter on the top?
I think that is butter. Either that or it is ice cream.
If it was ice cream,
it could
be
ice cream, but man, if that is a lump of, I'm going to vote ice cream, okay? It looks like there's a banana on the side.
It is what you want it to be.
The third one over is, it's a bowl of cereal. It looks like it's cornflakes. I cannot tell if they're frosted.
It's important.
These are important questions to ask.
These are important details. I'm voting they are not frosted flakes. I think they're kind of more the boring ones.
The brand.
And the last one.
And the last one is French toast with a small wad of butter in the middle.
Okay.
French toast, hands down.
Really?
Every time. I love French toast.
Okay.
I'm going for the waffles because I want the ice cream.
Yeah, I'm also going to go for the waffles, not because of the ice cream, but because cream have you guys breakfast. Ever been to Roscoe's?
Yes.
It's so good. Okay, I'm going with the waffles because why not?
All right. So next one, pick a live action villain from the following. Meredith Blake from The Parent Trap, Saab Thawne from John Carter, Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Oh my god.
Or Captain Barbossa from Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Okay, I've seen one of these. I am truly behind on Disney live action
three.
Comedy films.
I haven't seen John Carter.
I've never heard of John Carter.
Don't.
No.
Oh, no. It is horrific.
Okay, so what's the one you haven't seen?
It's like Lone Ranger bad.
Oh,
have you seen Lone Ranger?
I haven't seen Lone Ranger. Oh,
with Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
I'm not
interested. The one I didn't see is The Parent Trap.
Oh,
and if I haven't seen it,
it's really good. I mean, both versions are super good.
You know what? I might have seen it, but it would have been, I don't even, so long ago that I don't remember.
Is very high maintenance, very snobby, very, I'm going to send you girls off to boarding school and then I get your father all to myself.
Sure, I'll take that one.
She said, yo.
All right. So you're Meredith Blake. What are you going with?
Is Lindsay Lohan in one of those?
Yeah, she's in the remake.
I probably have seen it. Okay, but.
All right. I'm going with Captain Barbossa.
Okay. I'm going with the only one of these that I've seen, and which actually, weirdly enough, was like a staple of my childhood, which is Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the movie, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's just
Matthew
Broderick.
I've seen the
it's
movie.
It's Matthew Broderick. He's, he's an icon.
It is not.
Yeah, that's Matthew
I didn't
Broderick.
Know that.
Yeah.
No. The,
what?
Inspector Gadget is.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he's your people.
What? He is my people. He's my Broadway people.
Yeah.
It's really
your mouth is, my mind
like,
is, my
his
mind
mouth
is
like catching flies.
My mind is blown. My head is on fire.
You didn't realize
fire.
That?
No.
It's really good.
Because, again, I haven't seen that movie since I was 8, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably closer to 6, maybe even 5 or 4.
Yeah, the sequels were done by, like, the third guy from the rock, third rock from the sun is, like, a secondary character.
Oh, I remember that show.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
I remember the sequel not being as good.
I mean, the live-action film wasn't that good, to be completely honest. If I went back at it and watched
it's
it today,
cheesy.
It probably
it's
would be
good.
Really cheesy.
It's cheesy in a good way, though.
That's the problem
it's
with
the
all
top.
These
it's
movies
a fine cheese.
Try really special effects, state-of-the-art stuff, is they
Meredith,
all just kind of...
You're my woman.
Go out of date.
One.
All right, last
this
one.
This one has a lot of choices, too.
Which Disney villain do you think you're most like? So we have 8 choices here. Somebody's going to have to help me out on one of them. But we have Scar, Gaston, Yzma, Jafar, Hades, Maleficent, Captain John Smith, I'm guessing? Governor Ratcliffe.
From Pocahontas.
Okay, so it is from Pocahontas. Mm-hmm. I just had the wrong guy.
Yeah, you were...
And Ursula.
Oh, I like 2 of them.
Okay, which 2 are you thinking?
I like Yzma and I like Maleficent.
Okay.
But I'm probably more of an Yzma, I want to say. I'm probably more of an Yzma.
How much do you want to bet if we just put out who we think we're most like in this last question? That'll be one of the ones that it's not.
Oh.
They're just going to go, no.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with like the sorting hat, like it takes your choice into consideration.
I don't know. I would actually be humored if that were the way that it worked out. I think that I'm
going to go with Gaston. No.
You know what? I'm not that big. I'm not that strong. I'm either going to go with Jafar or Hades.
How is it Hades?
Hades? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with Hades then.
Okay, you guys pick for me.
You like Scar.
You are Scar.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that was...
All right, I'm going to go with Yzma. What do we get?
It happened with me!
Oh my gosh, what? What did you guys get?
Go ahead.
Okay, so my exact prediction that I made just a second ago came true.
Uh-huh.
Because who did I put? I put Hades. I'm not Hades. I am actually two of the people that I put forth. Yeah, Mother Gothel and Gaston.
Oh, snap.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What does it say? What's your description?
It says, charming. Okay. Intelligent. Okay. And self-assured.
David
okay.
is beaming right now.
You're the type of person who can make friends wherever you go. Now, that is not true. But you're always taking a lot of pride in presenting your best self, and it shows.
Oh, nice. I don't know.
I feel like there's something about Gaston that's kind of missing from that, which is that he's just a total...
No, but everyone loves Gaston.
Douche nozzle.
Like...
Belle, they love to hate him.
Belle's the only one in the movie that really is not.
Oh, that is true.
Enchanted by him.
That, yeah, but she sees his true self.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. Well, I want to hear about Zen.
What'd you get, Zen?
You are a combination of Hades and King Candy.
Really?
Your personality is a mixture of fiery sense of humor. Well, actually.
Well, that's not far off.
Yeah.
And sugary, sweet kindness. Huh. People admire your personal takes and commentary on everyday life.
Interesting.
Which actually isn't too far off, I don't think.
I like how they're taking villains, but then they're making it positive, you know?
I mean, you wouldn't get too many people to take your quiz if it wasn't kind of.
You want to kill puppies. No. Yeah.
Okay.
So I got
Jennifer.
You are a combination of Maleficent and Yzma, my two favorites. And it
says, I really wanted her to be a combination of Ursula.
No! Hate
I really would have and loved I love, that. I would have laughed so hard.
Candy, Alan Tudyk?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Alan Tudyk is amazing, too. Anyways, I'm sorry.
Alan Tudyk played Heihei.
What?
In Moana.
No.
Yes.
He comes up with the strangest places.
You can look that up. I am not making this up.
Wow.
Okay. Anyways, you were going on. I'm sorry.
So, mine says you're organized, hardworking, and we're guessing you have a penchant for the color purple. Yep. Others regard you as a loyal teammate and the moral compass of your friend group. Wow.
The moral compass of our friend group.
This is so cool.
Well, I wouldn't choose me as the moral compass of this
I
group.
I wouldn't choose me as a moral compass of anything.
So by default?
Yep.
Yeah, so by default of our friend group of three right here, we are going with Jennifer.
I love the pictures, too. I love Yzma's face. So good.
That's actually, those are really creepy pictures.
Love it. That's awesome.
All right, if you think it's awesome, that's cool with me.
All right, so that's who we ended up with.
Yes.
Please take this quiz and let us know who you got.
Yes, leave a comment, leave a review, leave something for us. We love to hear from our listeners.
Yes.
Okay.
So are you guys happy with your choices, with your outcomes?
For the most part, you know, I don't even know if he was a choice for this one, but I really would have loved to be Kronk.
Yeah,
I would have loved to be Kronk.
Does he really count as a villain?
I don't know. He kind of does.
Does he?
He sort of redeems himself by the end of the film.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they didn't.
And also, like, they have a... This isn't exactly mainstream Disney lore, but he has his own movie now, and he's kind of a protagonist in and of himself.
Yeah.
So I don't know about villain, but that would have been so much fun to be a combination of Gaston
That's
and
it.
Yeah. It's horrible. Don't watch it.
Oh, is it? Oh,
it's really not that good. I mean,
watch it.
You can watch it. It's on Netflix, I think. So if you're interested in it, watch it. You know what? It might not even be that it's that bad. It's just that the first movie, Emperor's New Groove, for me and a lot of people I know, is god tier.
Yeah.
Of 2000s/90s Disney films.
Yeah.
And when you just get into Kronk's New Groove, I'm pretty sure it was direct to DVD release.
Yeah.
And that just never spells good.
No, that's true.
I mean, Kronk is just an underling.
Yeah.
Kind of a good-hearted underling, but just falling.
I mean, I got Gaston and, oh, Mother Gothel, that's right.
Mother Gothel, she's pretty. She's pretty evil.
She's pretty.
And pretty too.
Just for like good me. Shoes.
Oh my god.
I'm never gonna let that go.
Yes.
You guys have to put up with me for at least, what, 9 more months?
And that's right.
Yeah.
We're stuck with you.
Stuck with me for now. What about you, Zen? Are you happy with your choices?
I'm indifferent.
I think
it's fine. I mean, it's like I just like,
I mean, King Candy isn't as beloved since he's kind of a newer character, but
right,
who else?
He's
did you
also
get
Hades.
Oh, you got Hades. Yeah. I mean, Hades is awesome. Oh,
I mean, I think he's another part of it, just
James,
to go off on a
James
brief
Woods
another
so good
brief
too.
Little tangent, is that you got Maleficent and Yzma.
Mm-hmm.
Both are clear Disney villains. Mother Gothel and Gaston are both clear Disney villains.
Yeah.
One of them is like from the 2010s, I think Rapunzel came out.
Yeah,
early 2010s. But she's a clear villain cut from the princess cloth.
Right.
And then yours are traditional. And then Hades is pretty traditional. King Candy is a twist villain cut from the new Disney cloth. I don't think that he's all that special among diehard Disney fans.
Yeah.
No,
that's,
I mean,
just my
is
take.
He a beloved? Is he a beloved villain? Because
no.
Like so many villains, you think of the villains and you go, "Oh, what a! I loved him in this." But like King Candy was like, he was a villain without a doubt, but it wasn't anything special. He was just the bad guy in the film. So
yeah,
you know who I'd be interested to see if they are a choice is Frollo from Hunchback of Notre Dame. He was evil, like,
right.
If I had to choose one villain that's like the most evil, I would say him. Like, he's just
he has the best villain song